Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame shows. The Yellow Jackets taking on Bethel in their final non-conference tune-up before heading into conference action this weekend against Northland. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Allison DeGroat. And coach, thanks for joining me for the pregame interview. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. It's early on in the season. You guys have had kind of a goofy schedule, a couple of postponements. Now you're in the middle of a big meat grinder kind of portion of your schedule here, three games in 4 days, facing a really good team in Bethel here tonight. But just give us a sense heading into the conference season now, or on the brink of the conference season, how you feel like this season has gone so far for you guys?
Great. I feel like we're really putting the pieces together and getting better each time, and that's what we talked about in the pregame today. Today is about making sure that the level of Yellow Jacket soccer gets better, and that's it. Like, that's the focus of any non-conference game, is to get ourselves prepped for conference.
And you guys have played a pretty challenging non-conference slate. I mean, taking away the postponements, moving, the games around a little bit. You guys have played some pretty darn good teams, I mean, to start the season. I mean, you guys are 1-4-2, but that kind of doesn't tell the whole story about the season that you've had so far. When you schedule these kind of games, what are you just looking for in terms of going into the conference season? Is it just to get the team better, or is this like one of those situations where you're just going to take it game by game and see where it leads to?
It really is a challenge to make us better. It's knowing that it's going to be a tough opponent, and one that's going to show us our weaknesses potentially, and one that we can, the things that we can do well against them, we're going to be able to do well against most teams. So figuring out what those strengths and weaknesses are and really challenging the team to step up and improve. So that's the mindset anytime we schedule a game like this. Obviously, we generally don't try to schedule three in a row like this, but with the postponements we've had, that's what it ended up being. But they are keeping an awesome mentality about it and really focused on us. How do we get better? How do we grow? How do we chase our potential?
Well, and how important is that positive mindset heading into a game like tonight? Like I said, it's been a meat grinder. This last week has been really tough for your team. I mean, you played Concordia on Sunday, then you go down to River Falls on Monday. Now you're back. You get one day off, and now you got to play Bethel, a team that's undefeated. I mean, how important is that positive mindset going to be in a game like this?
It's big. It's walking into the game knowing that what matters most is their teammates and ensuring that the bond and connection they have on the field continues to get better. And that we have a better understanding of how our style of play and how we're going to perform that, and keeping that as the main goal and the mindset. So it's staying positive, it's encouraging each other, and ensuring that when we walk out of here, we're better.
You're also a very young team, three seniors on this club, and two that are regulars in the lineup, but a lot of underclassmen on the team, especially freshmen and sophomores. What's the biggest key to keep them kind of motivated and going forward as the season moves on?
It's making connections with them so they feel comfortable, getting to know them better as people as well as players, giving them positive feedback as well as some constructive points to work on, and making sure that the team feels connected to one another. So team bonding activities and getting them in places where they're getting to know each other better as people and, again, as soccer players.
And now turning this game tonight, we've already kind of alluded to the fact that the Royals are a very, very strong squad. 6-0 on the season, they're ranked number 6 in the region. But they might even be a better team than that. I mean, they have scored a ton of goals, really haven't given up much of anything. And they've been playing exceptionally well. They've already got 2 wins in the MIAC this year, and one against a team that you've already seen in Concordia. What else do you know about the Royals taking this game here tonight?
They have a new coach, Ben, and he's a great guy and a great coach. So he's going to be a tough opponent for us. They have a great goalkeeper coach as well, and Tara Hobbs, who I believe is an All-American for the Gophers. So I know their coaching staff pretty well, and it's going to be a tough battle there for us as far as the on-field chess match is concerned. I expect them to play a 4-3-3. They're going to attack with a lot of numbers, get their out-wide backs forward, try to break down our out-wide spaces, and it's just going to be how well do we keep them in front of us, how well do we pressure the ball without diving in and without while making sure that we're defending together as a collective unit, and that's what's going to determine how well we do today.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time and luck today against the Royals.
Thank you very much, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Allison DeGroat. I'll be right back with the starting lineups, the national anthem, and the opening kick of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and Bethel right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Soccer on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.